This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Not all monsters are under the bed. Some are sleeping next to you. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
Christian Combs, Diddy's son, he is in the news this last week. Why? Because, yeah, he's allegedly doing a lot of the same things Dad has been accused of. This time, the accusations come from a former yacht stewardess alleging sexual assault and battery during a July 2022 yacht trip. The lawsuit also includes claims of emotional and physical distress resulting from the incident, which allegedly derailed her career and her personal life as well. Joining me to discuss, Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. When your dad's Diddy, do you know right from wrong?
You know, there's so many things that just bother me about this. Yeah, probably not. You know, we learn our behaviors from the first people in our lives that interact with us, and that's our parents. And so when you see abhorrent behavior and you're told that's normal behavior, you start behaving the same way because why? There's no repercussions for that negative behavior. And when you're taught to potentially dehumanize or objectify human beings and women, you think that's a righteous thing to do. And there's no, again, there's no repercussions for it. And so that's part of the issue, most likely here. But also the thing that bothers me also on this is look at all the resources, again, that are getting sucked into this one family. How many more interviews have to be conducted? How many more manpower hours? It's just how many subpoenas have to be served for cell phones, for interviews of the captain of the ship, for the people on that ship, because they're going to have to now establish credibility of all these people involved. And they've got to go for evidence because now it's just hearsay. So it's just another treasure trove of time consumption that are just detracting from other crimes.
Well, and if you kind of run it all through your mind, okay, if this is one person that's complaining about this and they were treated this way as what it would be classified as a stewardess on this ship, I'm guessing she probably wasn't the only one that would have been treated less than like a human by these individuals who seem to really think that there's no bounds for who they can and cannot assault.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why it's with one little puff of smoke in this case, it looks like we're going to have a lot more smoke and a lot more fire coming up, which again, it just, I can't imagine being in charge of this investigation. I can't imagine how many thousands of hours of interviews have to be conducted because you're going to, you get your leads from interviews or technology, one or the other, and they're going to corroborate each other. And in this case, like we said in the last episode, they need to really filter out what is going to be prosecutable, what's going to be good in front of a jury. And so you have a lot of claims for all these things, again, innocent until proven guilty. So they're going to really need some hard evidence, going to need some photos, they're going to need some videos. If not, you're going to need a lot of witness testimony and the credibility of those witnesses, which are going to have to dive deeper on each of these people's life arcs. And so they're going to have to talk to all their social network to see, are these healthy relationships they typically have, unhealthy? So it's a lot of work to be done just on one more puff of smoke, because there's a pattern behavior with the entire family now, it looks like.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think is going through Christian Combs' mind when he got served these legal papers? Granted, it is a civil suit. This is not a federal indictment or anything, but I mean, it could lead to that, as many things have happened with Diddy that have led from civil to a federal type charge. But it's real now. I mean, he himself is getting, it's not just rumors that he's been involved in this or that. There's actual legal paperwork that's been drawn up saying you are involved in this.
So that's a great question. What's going through his mind right now? You know, and so we got to do the deep dive on what I call active empathy. In other words, put ourselves in their shoes and do what we do when you and I talk, is the thought experiment. So it's challenging to do that because you know how you and I would react to this, because that would be an aha moment in our lives, a humbling mm-hmm. moment. But we don't know his life arc and his life pattern. So we can let's kind of put ourselves in his shoes. If he's lived, again, pure conjecture, if he's mm-hmm. lived the privileged life, he's seen his father's behavior for a large period of time, and he's seen him treat other people like this without any repercussions until now. He now has a life arc of experiences where I can do things and get away with it. And it looks like there might be instances where he's been around people that get enraged and angry when they're told no. Mm-hmm. They're not used to being told no. They're not used to being told they're wrong because people are sycophants around them and always wanting to bow to the altar that they put themselves on. Mm-hmm. So my initial impression is there might be a maybe not an aha humbling moment, but a rage moment where like he's like, who are they to question me? Who, you know, so it's going to be victim blaming maybe that's going on potentially. I don't know. But again, if you put yourself in the shoes of someone that has a life, lots of life reps for being around it and getting away with it, and all of a sudden you're being accused of it, there's going to be a lot of pushback, I'm imagining.
It's one thing to look at, okay, how is Diddy going to process all of these things from his perspective, which I think is pretty much almost an answer of he's not. He's just going to keep thinking that this is, he's unstoppable, and he's in the right no matter what. But when you're talking about the kids and those who were around him, if they're taking all of this in with any semblance of reality, this has got to be almost like grief, where it you're going to go through the stages of all of that, the anger, the bargaining, the you name it, because life has changed fundamentally as they know it going forward. It's not what it was. It never will be what it was. And you're losing something that was a positive force in their life, dare I say. I'm not saying, you know, assaulting people is positive, but I'm saying more so the fame, the access to things and life was a positive force in their life. And now suddenly all of that has changed. And then on top of that, you're getting called out for the things that you were doing that you thought were okay. That's got to be a lot for anybody to take on. I'm not in any way, you know, trying to have pity on him, but it's a lot for a brain.
Yeah, and you hit it right there. You know, Robert Greene, Laws of Human Nature. You know, there are self-identities being assaulted right now and being put aside, told it's wrong. So their identity of how they've seen themselves in the world is being challenged and being discarded, really. Mm-hmm. So what I'm hoping they have in this moment, which I hope everyone has in these moments, because we all have fantastic humbling moments from time to time, not to necessarily to this degree, but I'm really hoping for them to make it through this is that there is a great loving critic in their life that is a truth teller, that is a truth bomb, that says, that has a good grasp on what a healthy relationship is and what healthy behaviors are, that can kind of be there and start guiding them as they're working through the emotions of their identity being crashed around them, kind of reestablishing who they are. Mm-hmm. Because every time that who we are is challenged by those around us, we get very defensive, our insecurities flare up, and we react, you know, violently sometimes against it, as in the cases here, necessarily, potentially. And so what it takes is someone to help us readjust and remind us, and hopefully remind these kids, these actions aren't all of who you are. Who you are is still in there. So let's go back to who we are, and let's bring that good, healthy little boy or little girl or whoever it was when you were, before you start being corrupted by the misidentifying bad behaviors around you, started really grabbing hold and starting to bring that back out, because that's what needs to happen here, is some great therapy, because their personal identity has been is in the process, I think, of being destroyed.
And as well, I mean, individuals who are brought into these things, it just makes you wonder, like, what did they, you know, what were they thinking going into this? Most of people, you know, you're being hired for these sort of jobs. It's, you know, it's the party type life. Okay, you're going to be a stewardess. You're going to be serving. You're doing this. You're probably not thinking, at least I hope you're not thinking, I hope it's not that prevalent enough that you're thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to be assaulted on this job. But then that happens. And then even the safeguards kind of come down as well. We're hearing the captain, as allegations, failed to do anything. Just kind of blew it off of like, well, you know, it's Diddy. It's kind of comes along with it. But obviously, you know, none of this behavior is okay. You can't just brush that off and go, yeah, well, he's going to do what he's going to do, because you can't. That's not the world we live in today. But it seems like we did for a while.
I know. There's a few things on this. The first is one of the reasons why this also bothered me so much was because now we got to start taking a look at this captain. Mm-hmm. Is this a one-off that it just happened on this cruise or what, or this charter, or was it multiple charters? And so I'm going to reveal something embarrassing about myself here. I watch a show that it gives me a good insight into this. I love Below Deck. And so I love watching Below Deck, whether it's Below Deck Mediterranean, Below Deck itself, I just love, because that is a great human condition. I'm watching people under stress with alcohol doing really stupid things. Mm-hmm. And all I'm doing is, so when this popped up, I'm like, oh yeah, I get this. I get this world again from a reality TV show optic, obviously. But I know from at least watching that this kind of behavior that Diddy did and his family did is cause for them being kicked off the charter. Mm-hmm. So that's why I when I first saw this, I was like, hey, we've really got to take a look at this captain now as well. And the people that allowed this to happen. Again, this is one stewardess's claim. And I've seen in the show that, you know, hey, you can have some crazy. And she might be a crazy, but at the same time, it's going to take time and resource to interview everyone on the crew, establish patterns of behavior, talk to past charter guests to see what kind of things are going on there. So see what I mean? Yeah. From one little puff of smoke, because we already have a pattern of behavior mm-hmm. with Diddy established, we got to do a full-blown investigation in this area to see if there's even more to go at.
Yeah, and from all the smoke that is there and all the other smoky fires that we've been told are out there, it does seem like there's anywhere they went, it really was that bad boy behavior. Quite mean. And they sang about it. They rapped about it. It was directly in front of us the whole time. And we're all like, I don't think any of us really knew. I don't know. I hope we didn't know just quite how dark it was, but my God.
And now the world knows I like Below Deck.
I don't know what's more tragic in this story.
That is pretty sad. I'm a reality. You can imagine, because I'm a human behavior guy. Yeah. I love reality shows. Between that and if you're suffering some way in Alaska in the middle of nowhere, especially the show Alone, mm-hmm. I love that stuff. I mean, because look at all the reading I do.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
Yeah.
No, I don't like scripted stuff at all. Well, although, reality's kind of scripted, but anyway.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial free with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.